This is Bigger Pockets Daily, and today, let's just jump right into the show. Okay, almost time for the show. We'll get right into it after this quick break.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you can make sure your ride stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED lights, exhaust kits, turbochargers, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Meet Rent App, the seamless, secure, free way to collect rent. Built by a team of fintech veterans behind Square and Cash App, Rent App uses ACH bank transfers to deposit funds directly into your account. You don't even need to download anything. Rent App setup is straightforward for renters, and there are no apps for landlords to download. Both get peace of mind with a digital transaction history. That means no more lost checks, managing a dozen different payment apps, or even wondering whether payment was sent. Landlords say Rent App is the most convenient way to collect rent, and we think you'll agree. Rent App, the free and easy way to collect rent. Learn more at rent.app/landlord. That's rent.app/landlord.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Should you sell or hold? We have a decision tree to help you decide. By Eric Fernwood. I've encountered the question, should I buy or hold, on several websites for several years. All I've seen are opinions such as, only hold a property for X number of years. But today, I propose a simple process for deciding whether to sell or hold. First, what should you base your decision on? That's pretty simple. Your investment goal. Financial freedom. All right, so the goal of real estate investing is, of course, financial freedom. However, this requires more than just replacing your current income. Financial freedom requires an income that enables you to maintain your current standard of living for the rest of your life. To maintain your standard of living, you need an income that outpaces inflation. Each trip to the store costs you more for the same basket of goods. If your rental income doesn't outpace inflation, you're not going to be able to have the extra money to purchase the same items. So this means the decision to sell or hold depends on how the property has performed in the past. So, I created the following decision tree to simplify the process. The tree is a whole lot easier to follow when you're looking at it, which you can do at biggerpockets.com. But let's go ahead and go through it and ask the questions that are pertinent to our situation here. Should I sell or hold? The first question to ask is, have rents and prices outpaced inflation? If no, sell it. If you sell it, will there be significant taxable gains with this? If yes, then use a 1031 exchange to acquire a better performing property. If no, sell it. Pay capital gains, if you have any, and buy a better performing property. It's as simple as that. Now, if we ask that same question, have rents and prices outpaced inflation, and the answer is yes, then we move on to, is the property in a landlord-friendly environment? If no, sell it. If yes, keep it. And then ask this, will the money from a cash-out refinance, along with your savings, be enough to buy another property? If no, do nothing. If yes, will the property still be cash flow positive after the cash-out refinance? If no, do nothing. And then if yes, after that question, do a cash-out refinance by all means and buy another cash flow positive property. It's that simple, my friend. The bottom line, evaluate the property based on whether it will enable you to achieve financial freedom. That's it. If rent increases have not outpaced inflation, you know what you got to do. Again, if you want to copy and paste, keep this, save it, print it out, whatever, you can see the decision tree at biggerpockets.com right inside this article. All right. Another Thursday episode done and dusted. Woo! If you're getting something out of this, please let us know. The best way to do that is to leave an honest rating and review on Apple Podcasts. That helps us improve the show, and 5-star ratings help us climb the charts and reach more people with this valuable information. Thanks for doing that. And I'll see you tomorrow right here in the same place.